Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Benin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and in fact, original founding member of our Brain Trust, also the founder of Marketing Mentor, marketing-mentor.com. Lots of stuff there to help folks with put their best foot forward, right, Elise?
Yes. I've got all sorts of free resources and an online store where I sell marketing plans and the Pick a Niche Kit and all sorts of things to help
pick
you grow.
Pick a Niche Kit. That sounds like fun.
It is.
So, folks, check it out, marketing-mentor.com. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Okay, Elise, we've been talking about the premise is that if you've been around a while in the marketplace, you have experience, you have some skills, you have some capability, you have something to offer. But if you decide to go out on your own for whatever reason, you're as Elise says, an experienced newbie. And I call it the process of reinventing yourself. And here's the other thing, Elise. Since I've been a business owner, since I've been, you know, out on my own as my one of my professor friend says, since I've been living by my wits, I've reinvented myself more than once. So I think it's the millennials don't have the franchise on this reinvention thing, right? Working for doing a bunch of different things in their life. But what happens if the things that you know how to do aren't all that marketable?
Right.
I worry about my son. I worry about my son, for example. My son came out of the Marines as an infantryman. He did two tours in Iraq as an infantryman. How does he convert that into something people can use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about that, so I can't really answer that question.
Well, that's just an example of how that can happen. Go ahead.
Yes, and sometimes the skills that you practiced and honed for years and years now are done by a robot. So
right.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, that may be why you're looking for a new job, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if self-employment is the right thing for everyone, but it certainly does seem like more and more people are choosing it and learning the skills that they need, both the sellable skills and the marketing skills to get the work,
mm-hmm.
to make, you know, a good living in their retirement, or if they're not retired yet, but as a second or third reinvention, as you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you do have to learn a brand new skill. Like, I have so many clients who are new copywriters who are basically writing marketing copy or white papers or case studies in the industry that they came from, because
right.
that's how they can use all of that history and experience and information, but applying it to a brand new service.
Well, let me throw something else at you. Let's say they're not even looking to be a business owner. They just want to get a job somewhere. If
mm-hmm.
you're a 50-something or even a 60-something who's been in corporate America for a long time, you probably don't know anything about HTML. You may not know how to use an Excel spreadsheet. You may not know how to use I use PageMaker. You can't even get PageMaker anymore. But one of the drawing programs, if you don't understand how to use some of the suites of programs that are out there that more and more, even very small businesses use, you're not going to be competitive as an applicant. You're going to have to learn, you need to learn how to do those things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's some basic software skills that everyone needs. I don't know about PageMaker.
Well, I'll tell you something else, though, Elise. If I had known how to do those things when I started my own business, I wouldn't have made it, because I was all those things for years.
Mm-hmm.
I was my own accountant, my own, you know, I did the spreadsheets, I did the graphics, I did all that, typed my own letters, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, to your advantage to know and learn as much of the new software. But the thing is, it's constantly changing.
Yeah.
constantly. And it's very hard to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to decide. I think that's part of the challenge also, is people are overwhelmed by all the different things they could learn,
right,
and aren't sure what to focus on in order to do the thing that they're trying to reinvent. It's
mm-hmm.
very tricky.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're working for somebody else and you don't know some of these things that we've been talking about, you need to get started, because at least I've had people give me their resume who were, you know, they've been around a while. They were one of these experienced newbies. They were looking for a job, and I didn't hire them because they didn't have the skills I needed.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of experience, but I needed somebody who could use the technology. I would have loved to have hired them if they could have shown me that they knew how to use the technology. And I'm just talking about office technology, not, you know, and I'm not just talking about Word and Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
So last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, just on that, I've been interviewing people who hire young people, and they say the opposite. They say, I don't care what skills or software they know. I want to have the right attitude because I can teach them what they need to learn.
No offense, folks, because you're my folks, but I don't want to teach a 59-year-old how to use some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with it. No, the attitude thing is important. No question about that. I want both of those things. And today you can get them. At least on your website one more time, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Folks, check that out. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Elise, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the great information. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.